syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, I'm proud to bring back a friend of the show, former Congressman Mo Brooks, served for a number of years from 2011 up to 2023, I believe, and as a congressman for Alabama's 5th Congressional District. Also spent time in the legislative processes here at the state of Alabama. And, oh, by the way, he was one of the founding members of the House Freedom Caucus. And during his time in D.C., by the way, he also sat on House Armed Services and House Foreign Policy Committees or Foreign Affairs. And I want to get his take on some of what we just talked about. So without further ado, Congressman Mo Brooks, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Just looking at the beautiful waters of Lake Guntersville.
It's that retirement thing going again, huh?
Yes, that's right. I'm rubbing it in. earlier this week, we had our 14th grandchild born down in Birmingham. That's where I head as soon as this interview is over with. 10th granddaughter and 4 grandsons. The boys want more boys, but I don't know if they're going to get them.
That is amazing. Congratulations to all of you. That's good doings right there. You can't beat grandkids. We've got 2, so I have a lot of catching up to do. But those 2 are perfect, and I can't wait to see them again soon. As a matter of fact. Mo, let me ask you a question. So as we're talking through this stuff about national insecurity, the southern border, first of all, in your time, having spent time in D.C., you know, Biden's trying to blame the legislative process, which I think is a joke because we know the House has already passed major legislation. They just don't want to take it up. But that being said, what else could they be doing in Congress right now? What could be happening in D.C. right now that would deal with things like an 8,000% increase in Chinese nationals coming across our southern border?
Well, in a general sense, any president of the United States has the power given to the president by the Constitution and by federal statutes to prevent illegal aliens from crossing the border. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Certainly, we've had presidents who have done a lot better with basically the same set of laws. And, well, I don't know that anyone's done as bad as Joe Biden. Certainly not that I can point to. Barack Obama might have been close, but keep in mind Joe Biden was his vice president.
Right.
So they were working as cohorts, buddies. So that's the problem is we've got a president who supports open borders. And only recently, with the American people being outraged at the President Biden administration's inaction, has he started at least trying to give the appearance of being for border security or ducking it or blaming it on Congress. But he's absolutely wrong. He can shut it down. By way of example, he's commander-in-chief. On the United States Constitution, the President of the United States not only has the right, but he also has the legal obligation to protect states from invasions. That's a contract between the federal government and the states who have signed that contract when they joined the union. And this president has violated that contractual obligation to defend the states from invasion, which is what this poor southern border constitutes with the millions that have come across our borders illegally. He's violated the Constitution. In my judgment, it's treason. And if I were in the House of Representatives, I would have drafted articles of impeachment based on that one element, that one breach, that one act of treason.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we don't have folks who are willing to do it.
No, I totally agree. It's a complete abdication of his authority, responsibility, his duties, actually.
It's a breach. It's not just I don't want to do it, I don't have to do it.
Absolutely.
He has a legal obligation in the Constitution to do it, and he's in breach, and he's costing American lives to the tune of over 100,000 per year from the drugs and the overdoses resulting them from because of our poor southern border. Then you've got another 2,000 Americans who are killed each year at the hands of illegal aliens. So these are Americans who are dead, killed on American soil by illegal aliens who are part of that invasion across our southern border. And these deaths are occurring because the President of the United States has abdicated his legal responsibility to secure that border to protect us from invasion.
Well, so let me ask you about this, because the word invasion, I think, is very apropos. I mean, I think it's real. And I do think that there's some level of organization behind it. I mean, at the very least, you're seeing Soros-funded NGOs that are helping to push people to the border and yada, yada. But then you look at things, there's some really strong indicators that something's up. When you see an 8,000% increase in Chinese nationals, when you see Chechens that are here illegally photographing special operations soldiers in their homes, or when you see two Jordanian nationals who were here illegally trying to get through the gate at Quantico, talk to me about the level of insecurity we should have as a nation right now with the borders being open like they are.
Sure. As a preface or background, America has enemies that want to kill Americans. On the large global scale, you've got communist China and Russia, but they're a little bit more diplomatic about what they do because that would be perceived as an act of war if their agents came into America and started randomly killing Americans. That doesn't mean they don't send in their citizens as spies in order to enhance their prospects of winning a combat with the United States of America, should one ensue. Then you've got other entities like Al-Qaeda, Islamic State, Hezbollah, or anything associated with Iran, Hamas. They are enemies of the United States. They're not so hesitant. They are more than happy to kill as many Americans as they can, even if it means the loss of their own lives. Remember 9/11, what, 20 people killed a couple of thousand?
Yeah.
Those were the rough numbers.
Yeah.
So these people are committed. And so you have to have a secure southern border and northern border in order to minimize the risk that our enemies are taking advantage. In Russia and Chinese instances, spying, perhaps where they buy land next to military bases and engage in observation activities that might help Russia or China should they engage in conflict with either American weaponry or American itself. Then on the other level, we've got who knows how many groups of terrorists, cadres, that have entered the United States and are waiting for the signal to become active, to quit being moles, but to surface and kill under whatever circumstances their directives are from these Islamic terrorist entities. So all of this relates to our southern border. And I'll give you an example as to how bad it has gotten. You mentioned some data. I'm going to use a little bit of that, but I'm going to expound on it too.
All right, go ahead.
Last year, 169 members of the FBI's terrorist watch list were caught. Now, keep in mind that the vast majority of people who come across the southern border, the FBI is not involved with and doesn't catch. But that 169 that came in 2023 alone is more than the previous 4 years before Biden administration took office. So in 1 year, more than in 4 years under President Trump.
Wow.
Then you've got, you mentioned the communist Chinese. Well, you know, I think a lot of those communist Chinese are coming here to just try to get a better life because it is a very oppressive system that they live in communist China. In 2023, it was 24,000 that came in illegally, and that's more than the last decade all put together.
Yeah.
1 year, more than the entire previous decade all put together. And embedded in these 24,000 in communist Chinese, I'm absolutely confident that there are some number of spies and perhaps saboteurs should the need ever arise.
It boggles the mind. And at some point, I mean, there is not only is there a duty, but there's a complete abdication of that duty. It's even more than a breach. It's like they just have chosen. In fact, Mo, I'll be honest with you. When all this started and I saw Biden doing his executive orders on day one to sort of free things up at the border to his own notions, I thought, okay, bad policy. Here we go. I've really decided this is an intentional act. This is an absolute intentional act to make sure that our borders are open. And there's nothing good about it. There's nothing they can point to that says that's a good thing. That's why we did it.
Well, the Democrats are, in effect, and have morphed into the Marxist Party here in America. Well, and I say that with all sincerity and all seriousness, with everything that is involved in that. They want total control of the government. They want to seize the money earned by regular American citizens to distribute it to everybody on an equal basis. And that will collapse our economy. And hopefully people understand that it's the free enterprise system, primarily in America, but in a few countries around the globe, that have collectively caused the improvements in the human condition that we've seen over the last 100, 200 years. You know, go back 200 years. The kings and queens of 200 years ago had worse health care than the poorest American has today. Okay? And that's because we have opened up the intellectual abilities of people to come up with new ideas, new treatments, new diagnostics, you name it, that has improved the human condition for all of us.
Sure.
Absolutely. And the wealth that's been created because of our free enterprise system, what people can do when they have freedom, liberty, to use their God-given talents as they wish, it's just amazing. And the Marxists want to kill that.
Well, they do, and I think that one of the chief ways they do that is by opening the borders to the point that we have systems now, and then design that to fall into line with the whole sanctuary city, sanctuary state notion. We'll keep giving you free stuff if you come here. The carrot and the stick, it's all carrot. There's no stick. And, Mo, I watch it, and I watch it with, you know, almost like slack jaw amazement. But all I can do is hope that the executive orders can be rewritten in the next administration. That's all we can hope for right now.
Let's hope and pray that the American people will be smarter than they've proven themselves to be at the ballot box in 2018, 2020, and 2022.
No doubt.
They got to be smarter. They're going to lose their country.
Mo Brooks, thank you. Congratulations on being granddad for the 14th time. And
to go visit.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We'll see you, man. All right. We're taking a break. We're going to switch gears. I'll take some text messages, catch up on those because they're piling up on me. And then I'm going to spend some time heading into the Memorial Day weekend talking about what I say are monumental memorials. I'd love to hear your thoughts on your favorites. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.